With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An Israeli strike on central Beirut killing an official with Hezbollah.
A Hezbollah official has said that its main spokesman, Mohammed Afif, has been killed in an Israeli strike in central Beirut. Mohammed Afif had been especially visible after Israel's military escalation in September and following the assassination of longtime Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Although Israel regularly strikes Beirut's southern suburbs, it has not struck central Beirut since last month. Israel is also continuing its ground invasion of Lebanon in the south, pushing deeper into the country. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at srnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports a third November storm, Sarah, serves notice that a busy hurricane season is not over yet.
November has been an unusually active month for the hurricane season, when forecasters typically see a single named storm every year or two. The third storm this month, Sarah, will move over Belize Sunday before dissipating Monday, says the National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin.
We're still a little bit above normal for the month of November. We've actually had also one major hurricane, which is Rafael, that happened a little bit earlier.
He says even though they're not monitoring any storms right now, November's not over yet.
Last year, for example, we did also have a fairly hefty amount of activity, but wasn't quite as active as this year's hurricane season.
Hurricane season for storms in the Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico officially runs from June 1st to November 30th. I'm Julie Walker.
Political leaders in Alaska welcoming President-elect Donald Trump's pledges to expand oil production. And they're hoping he will undo restrictions imposed by the Biden administration on Alaska's petroleum-rich North Slope, as well as pursue drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads swung hard to Donald Trump on Election Day.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pregnant woman has filed a lawsuit seeking the right to an abortion in Kentucky. It's the latest challenge to the state's near-total ban on the procedure. The suit claims that Kentucky laws blocking abortion violate the plaintiff's rights to privacy and self-determination under the state constitution. The woman, about 7 months pregnant, says she wants to terminate her pregnancy but cannot legally do so in Kentucky. This is SRN News. A court ruling blocks a new overtime rule applying to salaried employees.
A federal judge, Sean Jordan, has sided with the state of Texas and a group of business organizations that argued the Labor Department overstepped its authority when it expanded federal overtime eligibility for salaried workers. It would have allowed those making less than $43,000 a year overtime pay if they worked more than 40 hours a week. The court action brings the old threshold of $35,000 set under the first Trump administration back into effect. Additional pay. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Under federal law, nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. entitled overtime pay after 40 hours a week, but many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level. More details at srnnews.com.